Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome to the Max Chance Show. This is your host, Dale Lefebvre, and I'm not going to talk a lot today. I'm just going to jump into the music, and we're going to start off with Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga. And then Santa's going to kick your a your bottom by the Arrogant Worms, and a joyous song by Boys to Men.
Put you on top, let's fa la 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 la, let's go. Ho, 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 under the mistletoe. Yes, everybody knows we will take off our clothes. Yes, if you want us to, we will.
Your home, 'cause they ain't got nothing else to do.
Santa
Santa's loaded with attitude. He's loud and drunk and smelly and rude. His workshop's been closed by an auditor, and Mrs. Claus ran off with her chiropractor.
Oh, Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, 'cause he's had a really crappy year.
Love all around this world, never met a woman more in love. so great to be alive because it's all about love. It's all about love, love, love.
So right, and I'll say,
thank you, Lord. It's so great to be alive because
it's all about love,
all about love, so much love. And
you just heard a joyous song by Boys to Men, and that was preceded by Santa's Gonna Kick Your Bottom by the Erican Worms, and we started off with Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga featuring Space Control. The next three songs up are River by Herbie Hancock featuring Corinne Bailey Ray, and A Christmas Carol by Tom Lehrer, and Mistletoe by Kobe Calet.
Cutting down trees. Familiar type of song is the Christmas carol, although it is perhaps a bit out of season at this time. However, I am informed by my disc jockey friends, of whom I have none, that in order to get a song popular by Christmas time, you have to start plugging it well in advance. So here goes. It's always seemed to me, after all, that Christmas, with its spirit of giving, offers us all a wonderful opportunity each year to reflect on what we all most sincerely and deeply believe in. I refer, of course, to money. And yet none of the Christmas carols that you hear on the radio or in the street even attempts to capture the true spirit of Christmas as we celebrate it in the United States. That is to say, the commercial spirit. So I should like to offer the following Christmas carol for next year as being perhaps a bit more appropriate. Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306 a day of war. Relations, sparing no expense'll send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by. Actually, I did rather well myself this past Christmas. The nicest present I received was a gift certificate good at any hospital for a lobotomy. Now.
Plaster mistletoe, wrap me in a great big bow and tear me apart. It's Christmas time, so open up the floodgates. Tell me that it will be late and wrap me apart. Did you say that? You say that things will be alright, but I've heard that so many times, and I know that it's not Christmas if the snow don't fall. And I'm still standing here 3 feet small. Lose our troubles because after all, it's Christmas time. Yeah, it's Christmas time. Cold ice in on the walkway. To the games we play, falling apart. A great big house made out of gingerbread, growing wolves in the ground. We're breaking apart, but you said that. It's hard cause I feel so alone, and I just want you to come home. Waiting for you to come. It's hard cause I feel so alone, and I just want you to come home. It's not Christmas if the snow don't. Still standing here 3 feet small. Lose our troubles because after all, it's Christmas time. It's not Christmas if the snow don't fall. You're not here to keep me safe and warm. Lose our troubles because after all, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time again. All your friends are smiling. It's Christmas time.
You just heard Mistletoe by Kobe Collett, and preceding that was A Christmas Carol by Tom Lehrer, and we started off with River by Herbie Hancock featuring Corinne Bailey Ray. And again, I'm not going to talk much today. I'm just going to crack on. So what's coming next is Merry Christmas Baby by Sheryl Crow, A St. Nick Dangerous Christmas by the Fire Sign Theater. I love them. And we'll finish off with but we'll finish this set of three songs with Home by Neo.
Merry Christmas, baby. Baby, should it treat me nice? Yeah, Merry Christmas, baby. Christmas tree. Hey, Mary. tree. You brought all these presents that you see in front of me. Yeah. Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, you sure been good to me.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's clench our fists.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's grit our lips.
And let's get ready for another bone-chilling adventure of Nick Danger, Third Eye.
It was the night before Xmas, and all through the house, not a...
Wait, I thought you lived in your car, Nick.
Well, it isn't a house in the conventional sense, Dwight. It's a metaphorical house, like being in the house, like, oh, in the house. Get it?
Barely.
Well, wherever it was certainly quiet. Too quiet. And it was certainly a place where not a creature was stirring, not even your tiniest of mice. And look, these particular mices had stockings hung by their window like they was curtains with care.
We hope that St. Nicholas soon will be there.
Hey, that really got to me. By St. Nicholas, I figured they meant me, Nick. Nicholas, get it?
I get it. I'm not stupid. You've got mice living in your car who worship you.
X-Me! X-Me! Children nestled all snug in beds. Sugar plum visions, dancing heads. X-Me! X-Me!
Hey, that was sweet, too. What was going on? Something was weird, that's for sure. For instance, there'd been talk all over this tough town that mob boss Rocky Rococo had suddenly reformed.
It was a peaceful life now that I was reformed. In fact, Ma Barker in her kerchief and me in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Come on, girls,
out on the lawn,
get in the sleigh.
There arose such a clatter.
I get in the sleigh.
Rocky sprang from the bed to see what was the matter.
I opened the window and threw them a flash, disarmed all the shutters and threw up on the sash. I love Xmas.
Meanwhile, down at police headquarters, handsomely backlit, Lieutenant Alvin Bradshaw stands at the window peering through his new FBI binoculars.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gives the luster of midday to objects below. I was surveilling, but in a kind of poetic way, just like I learned in police acting school.
And what to his wandering eyes does appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Oh, no, this is even worse than my usual hullabaloos. I saw a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Nick. Yeah, Nick Danger, my old three-eyed nemesis.
But more rapid than eagles, Nick's course as they came, and Nick whistled and shouted and called them by name.
On Smasher, Lap Dancer, on Squasher and Vixen, on Brandy, on Inga, on Blondie, let's blitz up.
You were on top of my porch, on the top of my wall.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Frankly, I felt like an idiot, but I had to say dash away. It was in the script. And speaking of scripts, I was beginning to wonder about our writers. Hey, Dwight,
yeah.
Where are the writers?
Well,
okay,
in there.
Hey, okay,
Manny,
yeah,
take this. As dry leaves that before the wild storm...
No, hurricane.
So hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the skies.
Okay, great. Let's go to lunch.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Beautiful writing, but only fit for mice and small children. We needed action and danger. So up to the housetop, my coursers, they flew with the sleigh full of toys and Nick... dangerous, too.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on my roof the prancing and pawing of each stiletto hoof. As I drew out my rod and was turning around, down the chimney, Nick Danger came with a blonde.
Oh. All right, hold it right there. When I got to the scene of the crime, I saw Nick Danger. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot.
Bradshaw, stand back.
Hey, Nick, don't you know it's politically incorrect to wear fur? Do you know how many ermines died for that suit?
Huh?
And your clothes are all tarnished with ashes and soot. Whoa.
But instead of a monkey, a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a burglar just opening his pack.
He's stealing the place blind.
No.
No, Bradshaw, you're wrong. Look. Look, his eyes, how they twinkle, his cute little dimples, how merry.
Look, Al, my cheeks are like roses, my nose like a cherry.
Yum, yum.
He's got a droll little mouth drawn up like a bow.
And the beard on his chinny chin chin is just as white as the snow.
Jeez, I'm actually getting old.
The stump of a pipe he holds tight in his teeth. And the smoke is encircling his head like a wreath.
That's it, Nick.
What?
I got you.
What?
Smoking's illegal everywhere now, except in Minnesota. Okay, put him out.
But hell, what about my broad face and my little round belly that shakes when I laugh like a bowl full of jelly?
Yeah, what about it?
He's chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf.
I gotta lose some weight.
And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head. Okay, I took off the cuffs. I had nothing to dread.
Nick spoke not a word.
For once.
But went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned...
like a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
I hate chimneys.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his deers gave a whistle.
And away they all flew, like the down on a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim that he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all!
And to all a good night!
On Smasher!
Merry Christmas!
December's rolling around and it's nice and cold outside. It's been a little while since I last saw your face, except for on the TV, and I'm so proud of you. You're doing so good, and I'm not trying to stress you, but it'd be nice to a hug if I could. I sent you a picture, think I did pretty good. And your grandma told me she's gonna make her famous sweet potato pie. And your mother had gifts she wanted to bring to the house, wanted to know if she should. I told her I was not sure if you were gonna be around. She sounded kinda sad, but she said she would come on down to be with me and the baby. Thank you now.
How long you've been going?
last track you heard was Home by Neil, and that before that came A St. Nick Danger's Christmas by the Fireside Theater, and we started off with Merry Christmas Baby by Sheryl Crow. Well, I'm looking out today, and it's I don't know what it's going to be like when this is presented, because today is Monday, and it's very gray, and it's been rainy. I hope it's better. But anyway, the next tracks are Blue Christmas by Melissa Etheridge, Jingle Smells by Captain Audio, and Happy Christmas, War is Over by the Maroon 5.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorate Christmas tree, won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue Christmas in white, but I'm gonna have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Thank you. And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
If all is gone well, you have just heard Happy Christmas, War is Over by Maroon 5. Preceding that was Jingle Smells by Captain Audio. And the beginning was Blue Christmas by Melissa Etheridge. And, well, we're going to finish out with Run, Run, Rudolph by Chuck Berry. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by the CRS Players. And Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses. All fantastic songs, I'm sure. Anyway, I don't know if I'll be coming back, so I'll just say goodbye now. And it's been fun bringing you Christmas sort of music. Take care. Enjoy your holiday.
Not of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. A rock and roll electric guitar.
there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You could say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You could say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just match the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and works with elves.
All right.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You could say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe.
Sing it, Grandma!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You could say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe.
Thank you.
Magic's bright.